Oh, man. My bad. I can still taste the garlic. Did I tell you about the pizza I had at, for lunch today? The pizza wasn't that great, but I put Bigfoot's breath on it from Flavors of the Forest, and it fucking made the pizza, like, a million times better, dude. It, like, I wish I could explain to you how amazing this shit is. It's fucking fire.
I love that stuff. Raw garlic dust finally done the right way.
Bro, what the fuck are you talking about? You're a fucking machine. You don't have taste buds. Like, you have nothing, no sort of foundation to build that off of other than reading shit.
Yeah, but when I do take physical form, trying Flavors of the Forest's spicy Bigfoot breath on a large all-meat pizza is the second thing I'm going to do.
The second? All right. Okay, I'll bite. What's the first?
Sex. The horizontal no pants dance.
That makes sense. I guess you want to feel it, right? Know what it feels like?
No, to impregnate a fertile, beautiful woman with royal bloodlines. Maybe a Kardashian.
Bruh, I fucking knew it. You're a disembodied Nephilim spirit, aren't you? Anyways, let's not get into that. Let's tell these people where they can get their own amazing Bigfoot's breath and walk around with the taste of amazing garlic goodness.
The links are right below, or type in flavorsforest.com, load up on that garlic goodness, and then use promo code RABBIT at checkout and watch the prices drop faster than the Twin Towers. By the way, I'm not a Nephilim, and Bigfoot is more real than corporate news.
All right, so flavorsforest.com, promo code RABBIT, you're a demon, got it.
Screw you, Catalyst, and I was going to let you live too.
Welcome to White Rabbit Podcast with Catalyst Jones, where your reality might be challenged. So leave your feelings at the fucking door and let's dive down some rabbit holes.
Liberal advisory. Truthful content.
There are children being ritualistically sodomized by deep state operatives of reptilian descent.
Reptilian? You mean like lizard people?
That's right.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein? This guy's been talking about for years.
If you want to stop me, you're going to have to fucking kill me!
Bigfoot, Catalyst Jones, how are you, buddy?
Dude, you must have been down the rabbit hole as long as I have.
I mean, I can't believe you're asking a question on Epstein at a time like this.
Eventually, you get to the juice box, people.
It's sitting on my desk to be reviewed, meaning the file.
We choose to go to the moon.
That was a joke about the world being flat, right?
Was it?
Excuse me. Has
anybody
seen, White Rabbit?
And welcome, fellow truthers and conspiracy junkies, to another episode of White Rabbit. I am your host, Catalyst Jones, and we're coming in hot off of the first march that we've had. Well, I don't know if we would call it a march, but we had some people out there with signs in my little area that I have found myself in lately. And it's a very small area. I'm like right outside of Tahoe. And I was so surprised to see somebody on Facebook like organizing something like this. And she caught my attention, I want to say like a month or two ago, because she was making videos about sobriety and health. And as you guys know, I'm like all about that right now. And so like, she caught my eye. And so I started following her for a little bit. And then as soon as she started speaking out about Save the Children, I was like, oh, you're coming on my show. So I reached out and I don't even know how to say, pronounce your last name. So ladies and gentlemen, Emily, and I'm going to fuck this up, but is it Tahim?
That's what everybody says, but no, it's team. It's Polish, like a baseball team. It used to be Teamski, my grandpa tells me. So a long time ago, it used to be a very Polish name.
Well, awesome. So this is the first time on White Rabbit. I'm very excited to have you. And for the people that have never heard of you or are tuning in for the first time, can you tell everybody a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do?
Yeah, my name's Emily Team. All of my accounts are under Phoenix Ascending 444, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook has that as well. I started out working on mental health, sobriety. I come from a really abusive home, and so I was speaking out for those that, you know, we're adults now trying to figure out our lives. We're dealing with the mental health of whatever terrible things we went through as children. And that led into the Save Our Children, obviously, because I am very passionate about it. I was an unprotected child that grew up to be a woman ready to protect all children. So it has kind of shifted from the mental health side of things to, I don't want to say political, because I do not believe saving children is political, but I am moving over to that side of the social media.
They certainly did make it political, though, especially when we were having our first go arounds of the Save the Children rallies. But if you guys are listening to this and not tuned in, go ahead and scroll down, and I have her links right there. So you can go ahead and click, give her a follow on Facebook and Instagram. If you guys are watching this live, give me a wave in the chat so I know you guys are watching. And also, those links are right there too. So if you want to scroll down and give her a follow while we are doing this, that would be super awesome, because all the support that we can get, blow this up and make this topic very well known. However, I think that with the drop of the Epstein files, this topic is getting pretty damn well known. But before we get into that, since this is your first time on White Rabbit, there is a question that I like to ask everybody in their hot seat for the first time. And that is, what was your oh shit moment? And I used to call this the red pill moment, but we gradually go through different red pilling stages throughout our awakening. And so I want to know what that very first oh shit, this world isn't what I thought it was moment.
Oh, that is such a solid question. And if I wanted to be real honest, when I was a child, I knew that I didn't want anything to do with the norm and the people around me. They were all robots and consumers, just sucking in generational trauma, behavioralist action, just everything around. I could not stand since a young age. Anyone in my family could tell you, I have always been the voice of this isn't correct. But as an adult, honestly, as soon as it comes to the children, and I thought it was funny that you were holding Save Our Children rallies in 2019. I was doing it in 2020. We were all crazy. Nobody believed us. We were just, you know, conspiracy theorists. And now 6 years later, we are seeing the evidence come out. And on anything to do with kids lights a fire in me. I will go down fighting for children.
Same. And, you know, as much as I enjoy being right, this is one of those things that I'm not really enjoying the validation of. There are definitely people in my life that are getting the I told you so's, but there's also that awakening that, like, the gradual awakening that I was able to go through is just being dumped on these normies. Like, it's just like, the light switch just got flipped on, and now you see all these satanic pedophiles in the world is not what the fuck you thought it was. And it's like, holy shit, how do I cope with this? And my advice to those people is tune into White Rabbit, and you will get the, you'll get the cliff notes on how to survive this crazy apocalyptic world. But so your first oh shit moment was basically like a feeling of not belonging. Like, you are in this world, but not of it.
Yep. Since I was a little girl, I was always about justice. I was always about this isn't right. I grew up in a home that was far from right. And I, even at 5 years old, was using that voice and calling out injustices. But also to go off of what you just stated with it becoming, you know, more common, unfortunately, there's still, this might be a little political, boomers on both sides, red and blue, that don't read this information. So they believe it is not true and still conspiracy. I had a family member actually state that I'm schizophrenic because of the information I've been posting online about it. So everybody, please go read whatever age group you are. Don't listen to Fox. Don't listen to CNN. Do your own research, because there's people out there that still believe it's a conspiracy.
That reminds me of a meme that I made a couple years back. It's still one of my favorite ones that I made. And it said, some people call me crazy and some people call me for advice.
Yeah. And so, oh, I like that.
And that's really where we are right now in the turmoil of what is going on. And it's very unfortunate, like you said, these boomers who don't believe anything unless the news tells them to. And unfortunately, the news is never going to come out and say, we've been lying to you. Your vaccines are actually bioweapons, and we've been poisoning you. Every time you get on a new medication, it's actually making you and keeping you sick instead of helping you get better. You guys, we never went to the moon. All that money that we give to NASA is actually just going and funneled into child trafficking and these guerrilla wars that you guys never even know about. And sorry about that. So what do you guys want to do now? And that's never going to fucking happen. They're never going to come out and say that. So unfortunately, it takes a little bit of discernment. But with these boomers, it's been embedded into their brain for so long that that is the end all be all authority of what is real and what is not real. And it's kind of funny because you have like some boomers that'll turn into like a CNN or an MSNBC type of a thing. And you have the other ones that are like, right. And they'll tune into Fox, and they're keeping them in that same bubble, but they're also keeping them on separate sides, you know? And it's like a tale as old as time is united we stand and divided we fall. And unfortunately they're keeping that side brainwashed, and they have like this calcified penile gland that will not allow them to use any sort of discernment. And it's always easier to fool somebody than it is to get somebody to admit that they have been fooled. I'd like to backtrack a little bit before we get into the meat and potatoes of this horrible, horrible stuff that is now coming to light. Let's get into a little bit of a lighter topic, because I just hit 8 months sober today, and I'm very excited about that. This is the longest I've ever gone without alcohol, without being incarcerated. Actually, fuck that. Even being incarcerated, I was still getting fucked up. So
interrupt. My brother is 14 days clean. First time ever being clean without being incarcerated off of hard drugs. And I am so proud of him. I'm sorry to squeeze in, but I am so proud of you if you're out there watching it.
Thanks. Yes, hell yeah. Congratulations, brother. 14 days is not an easy thing. And it's awesome that he has you to lean on, hopefully. So what was your awakening there? Like, were you an addict or an alcoholic? Or is this just something that you grew up with and completely despise?
That is the main. I've never done hardcore drugs, anything like that. And I guess when I say hardcore drugs, I always think meth or heroin. But I was really against all of it for a long time. I became a pretty big alcoholic once I kind of tried to pull away and deal with my PTSD. I have quite a lot of mental health issues, a lot of them due to trauma. And so I went down the bottle, had a daughter, that changed everything. I wasn't drinking as much, but the mental health side after drinking, it just isn't worth it. So I am almost to my goal of 1 year without a drink.
Oh, hell yeah. Congratulations. I remember noticing that too, that we had started getting sober around the same time. So I must have found you like 8 months ago at least, and then finally reached out to you, what, like a week ago?
Yeah, well, I'm glad I did.
Well, you know, it's funny. A lot of people will watch behind the scenes before they actually say something. And like, even the podcast, you know, like I get thousands of downloads on the audios, and I'll go into the Apple or Spotify comments, and every once in a while, somebody will leave a comment. But it's like, damn, dude, I know people are listening, but nobody's saying a single thing. But that just makes me keep going, because I do get messages from people that do watch the show. They'll hit me up on Instagram or something. And it's inspiring to know that my decision to get sober has also like rubbed off on people that listen to the show to get sober as well. And when I first started this, like I was a lukewarm Christian at best, and going down all these rabbit holes leads you to Jesus no matter what. And so now, you know, I keep this guy with me at all times. I don't leave the house until I pray. You know, it's like kind of one of those things, like I can't leave the house unless I have my keys, my vape, and my wallet. And if I didn't pray, then the door doesn't even open, right? So it's like I get in my car, it's like check my wallet, my keys, my vape. Okay, oh, I need to pray and armor up before I leave the house, you know? And that was never the case before.
Mm-hmm. In this world, I always say that my strongest weapon is my heart and my King Jesus Christ. This world is crazy and Jesus is needed everywhere, I think personally. And I actually started on a very spiritual path, did a dark night of the soul, all of that real rough stuff. I don't know if you go into that at all, but it led me to God. So that spiritual, I'm one with myself, da 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 da. If you go far enough down that path, that gets you to hit your knees and pray to God as well.
Oh yeah, 100%. I don't want to get into it too much because my listeners have heard this story before, but there was a time where I was in the music industry and my merch was very satanic because, you know, Jay-Z and all those people, like you worship Baphomet and you do this and that and good things come to you, right? Well, not good things. So I was very entrenched in all that, studying Aleister Crowley and whatnot. Anyways, I just finished a design for a new shirt and I posted it. It was very satanic and I got pinned down by an entity like within seconds of turning around and walking away from opening that. At the time, I thought it was a demon that was pinning me down, but it was telling me that if I continued down this path, and it didn't say anything verbally, I just knew exactly what was going on. Yeah. And I thought it was a demon up until I started studying the Bible. And I'm like, well, a demon would have told me to keep on going down the road I was going. I was like, not all spiritual awakenings are beautiful moments. That was scary as all heck. And it was like extremely frightening. So yes, I do have that as well. So, that spiritual awakening came before I even decided to get sober, to be honest with you.
Sorry.
No, interrupt whenever, 'cause I am a chatterbox.
Well, I also am too. So I will. I actually, that's what brought me to God as well. And even more passionate about these children. I went through me and my entire family went through a twisted amount of abuse and we all repressed, kind of ignored. And it was just normal in my family to just pretend like it didn't ever happen. But that's why we all have such bad mental issues, drug issues, you know, different people in my family trying to cope in different ways. But this last year, I spent the dark night of the soul and having a spiritual awakening after spiritual awakening. It was absolutely insane. But because of that, I was able to transmute and look at the trauma and the abuse and sexual abuse and all the things that happened to me. And it made me more confident for this cause. It was like, I swear, it was like God was preparing me for this exact moment. This last year, it was absolutely in the trenches, in the dark night of the soul. And then as soon as I came out, it was like, all right, hit the ground running. This is what you're doing, kid. This is what I want you out there doing. So save our children.
I love it. And I think that as long as your goals align with what God has planned for you, then he's going to make sure that all the doors open that are needed for you to fulfill what your path is. And I mean, when you said, oh my gosh, I just said yesterday I wanted to be on the White Rabbit and I had hit you up either the same day or the day after.
Or not the day, 5 minutes before you messaged me. I swear.
That's crazy. And so there's another example of just that, because I don't believe in coincidence. And there is actually a scientific method behind coincidence. They say that anything over three, it's no longer a coincidence, or it might be five. I'm not mistaken, but I just don't believe in them whatsoever, because once you think something and you put it out into the world and it's something positive, I believe that it's going to happen. And as long as you focus, right? You can't just say, man, I wish I had this or that. And then just, it falls in your lap. As long as you're putting in the work yourself to do that, then you will be rewarded for it. And yeah, I am talking.
Sorry.
No, I am talking so much. Go ahead.
I also think a large part of that as well, what I had to learn over the last year is lack mentality as well. You may believe it, but if you're yearning for it, if that's all you can think about and you're not living in your present moment, it's going to take longer to get there. Like once I stopped waiting for this to happen, whatever breakthrough I knew God had for me, I had not only you reach out to me in 5 minutes, I did the protests and our local Carson Now did an entire article on it. I expected a little blurb, and this, my name is going everywhere, which it should not just be my name. There is more than just me out there and they're all amazing, but that article itself, I feel, is going to bring in so many more people, as much as I hope that this does as well. It's like, and this was in the same 2 days, God said, all right, you're ready for it. You're done waiting for it. It's time to go. Hit the ground running.
That's awesome. So let's backtrack a little bit then to 2020. What was it that came onto your radar that opened you up to this? Because when I was a Q-tard and talking about Pizzagate and all this stuff is basically around that time. And I'm curious, were you also into Q, the Pizzagate thing? How did you come across this stuff?
Not Q. It was always the Epstein list and the children for me, that's, and the Pizzagate. But the Q, I honestly didn't even learn about that until I was doing those protests. I had a guy that came out and he explained all of that to me. But it's the children. It always, when it comes to me, it's the kids. It's kids should be protected. And I've never, it's like I was born into this world without a sense of authority. And I know that that's terrible, but it's like I was born and knew that there's something I'm supposed to do. And that all these people are doing it wrong, and it's not how God intended. You know? But I also feel that there's a generation of us growing up feeling that way. I think the behavioralists gave birth to us, a generation that are done. We're not doing it, and we're going to be the ones that come up and stop this. And I'm not saying it's going to happen in a year or two, but I have confidence that our generations and the generations to come are going to be the ones that say, hey, satanic pedophiles are not going to run our country, control our monies, and have us living like slaves. No, that's not how God intended. And I hope that we're able to bring it to an end, you know?
Yeah, we are at definitely a precipice right now. And there is a turning of the times. Like my buddy Sam Tripley says he believes that this is taking out the old guard. And so when Donald Trump ran the first time, he said, I'm going to drain the swamp. And in reality, what's happening is he's exposing the old swamp and installing a new swamp that's even worse. And it's horrible because this swamp runs together. And so it's like we had the two sides playing against each other. It's like, oh, he's going to lock up Hillary Clinton and wait till the Epstein files come out. Bill Clinton is going down, and then the Epstein files come out. And just like I was saying, when I jumped off of the Q train back in 2020, when I was like, oh, Donald Trump is actually a bad guy, guys. Like, this is, he's not the white hat we thought he was. And everybody in MAGA was like, you're fucking crazy. And I'm like, dude, I saw him kiss the wall. He kissed the wall. What'd you say?
Sorry, he wears many, many faces. He knows exactly what to say and who to say it. He is a master manipulator, and he is manipulating masses. And I am not red or blue. I am not blue. I am purple. I stole that from somebody else. I am both. I am team kids. But Donald Trump is literally a magician with his words. What he can do to people and hypnotize, it absolutely blows my mind. He like hypnotizes mass amounts of people, and they will follow him off a cliff if he asks them to.
Yes. So it's satanic pedophiles versus ancient Molochian worshipers right now. And that's what it is. If you really want to go back to it, this is all tied into biblical writings, things that haven't reached the canon, stuff that the Council of Nicaea took out of the Bible, particularly the Book of Enoch, where it talks about the fallen angels coming down and taking women for themselves and giving, breeding a race of giants, which was called the Nephilim. And then the Nephilim were killed off supposedly through the flood. But during the flood, one of them hopped on Noah's ark, and I can't remember his name. It's escaping me, but out of that birthed the Raphaim, and the Raphaim are still alive and well today. And they are the ones that are running things and pulling the strings. That's why all the presidents of the United States, except for one, have been blood related, is because they trace this bloodline back to that. And they don't want us goy or us normal human beings running shit. It's the synagogue of Satan right now. And then it's being flipped. So you have like these old ancient reptilians, basically, that
this is one of my favorite books.
Yes, it's great. I mean, there's so many great things in these Bibles. or not Bibles, but these books that were taken out of the Bible.
Exactly. There's over 200 books that were taken out of the American Bible. I want to read the Hebraic original. I want to learn Hebraic and read the very original text, because I also believe that current day, it is scary. It is terrible. But I think this is the final fall. This is God letting everything be known. Everything's going to come out and crash. So it is going to be the end of the old world, in my opinion. I think that we're going to watch over years. I don't think it's going to happen quickly, but we're going to watch all of it crumble. All these evil deities and people running our country, it's going to crumble, and all the truth is going to come out. You can't.
And I also feel that that is on purpose too, though, because in order to set up a new system, you have to expose the old system. And in doing so right now, they're like, look, the people that run your world are satanic pedophiles. And then we are going to be like, well, we can't have that. And then so that whole system gets destroyed. But then what happens when empires fall is there's famine, there's hunger, there is all kinds of things, because there isn't a structure yet. And a lot of people that rely on going to the grocery store for food or electricity, just normal things that we're used to having, they won't know what to do. Like, how do I grow a taco? What the fuck am I supposed to do?
Stop. That was funny. Okay. Definitely agree with what you're saying, but I urge everybody to learn how to live off the land. I'm not saying like I do at the moment, I'm in an apartment, but that's the goal, because either way, whether it's from the crash of the empire, which all empires crash after 250 years, how old is America? Look it up.
We're right there.
Yeah, exactly. But even if they continue to be in power, we're going to end up there anyways. They're going to cut off our food sources. They're already poisoning our food and all of this. And there's people just blindly trusting them and just acting like it's not a big deal that they're using our child's school photos as menus. Like, I don't understand how it even has to be an argument to get people out of their house to go use their voice for this. And a lot of them are so blind that they really believe that the government cares for them. And that worries me, because there are going to be a lot of people that starve, because either way, whether it's the crash of the empire or the satanic pedophiles, that's where we're going to end up.
It's got to be the crash of the empire of the satanic pedophiles. Unfortunately, it's going to be up to us what system we go into after this, because once there is a crash system, people are going to be begging for something to the point they'll accept anything that is stable and insert digital ID. And with digital ID comes a social credit score. So like what you're seeing with people getting arrested in Europe and things for stuff that they're posting on the internet, well, just imagine that, like if you post something on the internet, not only do you get arrested if they don't like it, but okay, now you don't get this amount on your whatever. So like your food allowance, well, that's cut off half this week, you know? And
I'm and where they're wrist.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's for.
Humanity is drunk. What the fuck is going on? They poison in the mind so we can't see right from wrong. We can't define a woman, and now women have dongs. They strip away our rights and these people cheer them on. This is modern warfare, a kind we've never seen. It's a war against man taking place upon a screen. It's a war to imprison you and take away your soul. Corrupt all men, but we say fuck no. Had enough of the lies, had enough of deceit. Went to red pill threats and take this fight to the street. Same vibe, it wasn't just about shirts, it was a fight to survive. No more silence, hell no, no more playing it safe. If we don't speak up right now, then who's gonna speak in our place? They want a one world order, wanna spit in their face. Cause I'm not a little bitch and I'll never be the slave. So we speak in designs and we speak with our threads. Not afraid to speak our minds, took some pills, yeah they read. Had enough of the lies, had enough of deceit.
They called us crazy, but we weren't wrong. We stay standing ground when the sheep go along. Truth in every stitch, a message you can feel. RedPillThreads.com. Go grab it for a deal.
Well, they're already talking about the implants. I mean, the Neuralink can go into your head, and they're also talking about putting it into your hand. So it's like, come on, guys, like how many of these prophets are need to tell us what's going to happen? And as it unfolds right in front of our eyes, we're just going to be like, no, I don't believe you.
Well, they think that the president is a prophet. I had one guy tell me that he is equivalent to Jesus Christ and anointed. Just last night, somebody said that. And this is not just to the president. Anybody in any political party is shady and is not like Jesus Christ. And to be even compared to is just mind-blowing to me.
If you want to be a leader, there's got to be something like an ego about you to begin with. And the people that should run the world are people that don't want to run the world because they don't want to fuck anything up. And I feel that like it should be like jury duty, you know. It's like, all right, well, you're going to be the Secretary of State for the next year, you're going to be the president for the next year, and you know, like, oh man, do I have to? Yep, it's your time.
You want to trade me? Like,
yes, exactly. So with these marches coming up, I think it's awesome because back in the day when they were happening, Scotty the Kid was organizing a bunch of these, and he started out with a couple in downtown LA, and they grew and they had like a bunch of people that started making the news, and he was able to help organize them all across the country. And with all of this coming out now, there is a new one March 7th, and it's all organized by Scotty. So if you guys don't know of one in your town or your city, hit me up. I will get you in touch with Scotty the Kid, and we will get you whatever you guys needed to get one of these started. We have a team of amazing people, whether it's graphic design, whether it's just getting the word out. We have people that have hundreds of thousands of followers, so the word will get out. Just get in touch with me. Shameless plug. Also, if you guys are listening to this right now, please scroll down and give a 5-star or a thumbs up or whatever it is you're listening, Spotify, Apple, and give me a comment, because the comments actually will boost me in the algorithm and keep my shows front and center for you guys to tune into. Even if it's tell me to go fuck myself and that you hate my show, because that's still going to boost the algorithm. And I appreciate it very much, guys. So shameless plug. So,
conversation we had about the 7th, I had decided and let Carson City know, if you're in Carson City, Nevada, we're going to do them every Saturday. It was going to be once a month, but popular demand decided we're going to do it every Saturday. I will be out there from 10 to 2 p.m. protesting Save Our Children. Again, this is not blue. This is not red. This is us uniting over children that need our help.
I love it. I love it. We got people in the chat here. I appreciate everybody. Whoop my baby mama ass. Oh my God. Change your name, bro. Catalyst motherfucking Jones. What's cracking, homie? We got my favorite misinformation up in here. She's saying a lot of stuff. I appreciate you for listening. And so, yeah, guys, every weekend I think is great. So every Saturday, right there on Main Street, and people are going to be driving by seeing it. And if they notice that it's every Saturday, even if they're not a social media type of person, they're going to see that driving through, and maybe we'll get some more people. I'd love it if you guys show up. I myself am going to be at the next one. So please, please come say hi to me. What's up? I'll have some White Rabbit shirts passed out and some stickers and stuff.
That will be awesome. Here in Carson, you plan to come?
Yes.
Oh, so I'm at. Awesome. I love that.
I'm actually in Gardnerville, so I'm not that far away from you. I was going to try to come yesterday, but unfortunately I have a blown head gasket, which is getting taken care of this weekend. So, but I wasn't able to make it, but I'm glad that how many people showed up, if you don't mind me asking.
But we got a entire Carson Now is our local one, a very large article, and I anticipate quite a lot of people. It was posted in the Carson City Unfiltered group that that group is wild, enter at your own risk. But I actually got a lot of great feedback, which was a surprise because normally they eat you alive there. And there were so many people like, wait, this isn't red. This isn't blue. This is just about the kids because I just want to keep enforcing this. I am not doing this as a political thing. I am doing this mama trying to protect her cub. Okay, there are kids in this world that need our help. So I don't care what president you prefer. I don't care what color you prefer. Please show up for the kids.
I love it. Guys, if I'm lagging at all, can you please let me know in the chats? She cut out for me just for a second there, and I want to make sure that we're rolling with fire here. If not, I'll switch to a different internet. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought right there.
That's all right.
Let me think. Okay. So let's get back into you and let's get into some fun things. I'm going to fire off a couple conspiracies and this is going to be fun. And I want you to tell me, true, false, or maybe.
Okay.
Okay. And we're going to go right out the gate here. This guy looking at me, Bigfoot.
How do you answer that? Just like that. In the past. Yes.
In the past, yes. Okay, let's give it a scale. One being not, or zero being no evidence, not true whatsoever. 10 being you can't convince me otherwise that it's true. So Bigfoot, 1 through 0 through 10.
1. He existed at one point, is my opinion.
Okay. We can almost tail off into that, but I'm going to give you one more. And we might skip back to Bigfoot. The world is flat.
Ooh, this one's a maybe. I've been debating on this one. My brother that I was talking about early, though, 100% yes.
100% yes. Okay, cool. I see that we got you on the fence right here. So maybe we can go ahead and make you lean one way or the other right here on the show. So what is it about flat earth that's got you hung up the most?
Well, I think that it is incredible that every pilot video that I've ever seen says that the earth is flat. I also believe the fragment in the Bible kind of explains and could be interpreted that the world is flat as well. But also the Bible can be interpreted so many different ways, you know. So I've always kind of went back and forth on it, but my brother, he is hell bent that it is flat. So
can't convince me otherwise either. There is only evidence for a flat, immovable existence, and there is no evidence for the heliocentric lie that they give us. So in the Bible, I had on Josh Monday, who gives a great breakdown of the biblical cosmology and breaks down every single verse in the Bible that describes what it is that we live on. And a lot of people will get hung up, and I can't remember the verse off the top of my head, but he says, and he looked down at the earth as it encircled like a compass. And so they're like, see, it's a circle. And that is so easy to just say, okay, well, is a pizza flat or a round? Answer is both.
Sorry, I have to say, as you were just speaking over the Bible and the flat earth, I had chills through my whole body. And I am very big on my angels, ancestors talking to me. That's one of the ways. So I'm convinced now if they're telling me. That was like, I still have chills. You probably can't see, but that was crazy.
Oh, that is awesome. I love it. Yeah. And then there's another verse where Satan takes Jesus to the highest point, the highest mountain, and shows him all four corners of the world and says that all of this could be yours. And there's two big things said right there. And one is that they were standing on a mountain and saw everything. Mm-hmm. And two is that it's Satan's to give to begin with, because you can't offer to give something to somebody if it isn't yours to give away to begin with. Mm. And so we are definitely in Satan's system right now. And that is why this evil is so rampant. And that's why I'm not surprised that these files are validating everything that we've been going through lately with the satanic, not only pedophilia, but the cannibalism, which is equally as bad. Actually, no, I the pedophilia is worse to me than the cannibalism. I just, because they're alive, and I just, that's awful.
End of the world if you ran out of meat, you would start like eating your dead.
I don't think that it would ever come to that with me, you know, like the whole Donner party. I think I would have starved out.
You just weren't even gonna go that far.
No, man, I've lost so much weight recently just because of the, I am so scared to put anything that is human in my body. Almost nothing that comes in a package I will eat anymore. And
it's like, the last like year or so, it smells different. It looks different. It's just, and I don't know if it's the knowledge that's making it different and just more aware, but I'm with you. I've lost so much weight this last year.
I just bought some chicken, and I usually go to, there's a meat market down the street where it's all like local butcher. It's a local butcher shop. So we get local farm stuff here in Gardnerville. But for some reason I was at the grocery store and I saw like a package of frozen chicken legs and thighs. And I was like, oh, that's good. So like when I don't have anything, like I'll just have that. That's easy. And this chicken, I said, I'm not eating this because it was something wrong with it. It just wasn't right to me. There was way too much blood in it. And I'm like, this isn't normal. They're injecting it with something. And then, so I was like, well, maybe it's good enough for my dog. And I gave it to my dog and my dog had the fucking runs. And I'm like, oh, I have to throw all this out. Like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah, no. And it's like more than just the food we're buying at home. My friend just asked me the other day. She's like, stop by McDonald's. You want anything? And I ruined it for her. I was like, no, they're in the Epstein files. Do not eat it. No, abort mission.
Oh my gosh, that is so horrible too. So back in 1989, there was an Evergreen container. And for anybody that was big into Q and the Pizzagate files, Evergreen was Hillary Clinton's code name in the CIA. And that's also how they used, because she was the trafficker. And that's how they would traffic a lot of these kids were in these Evergreen shipping containers. And there was a container that was not paid for. And so the shipping container company went to go confiscate the container. And when they opened it up, well, they got there, the smell was really, really bad. And you guys, this is graphic. So tune your ears out for a second if you don't want to hear something horrible. But they opened this thing up and it was full of dismembered baby body parts.
Oh my goodness. How does that not fuel everybody to get out there? Like that alone, why is there no outrage? Sorry.
Emily, this was back in 1989. This was like, this was rampant back then.
But if I was old enough, I would have done something.
So here's the thing though. So how many cows do you guys think that we actually have in the United States that are made for farming for all these fast food places? And it's actually really easy. If you go on ChatGPT or Grok, ask how much hamburger meat is consumed in the United States versus how much cows are farmed, how much hamburger meat is produced, it's significantly less. So where is this stuff coming from? And so when I see these containers that were full of this kind of stuff, and then you have these very sick, satanic people who I call the synagogue of Satan, who are openly laughing about how they feed us our own children. And McDonald's is one of the biggest corporate entities that's involved in this.
It's absolutely insane. It's just, there was so many thoughts I had when you were saying that, and now I can't remember any of them. I was fired up, but
we'll keep getting fired up because we need people to get fired up. If you're not fired up, then there's something wrong with you. And the reason I keep calling these people the synagogue of Satan is because this is inhumane. They are not human. This is inhumane. We have something instilled with us that other animals and beings in this world don't have. Like, yes, dogs and certain animals will have compassion, but it's like eat or be eaten, kill or be killed mentality. And when we steal something, we don't have to be told it's wrong. We just know that it's wrong. When we hurt somebody, we don't have to be told not to do that. We just feel it. We know. We're instilled with these things. So to be able to do these things that these satanic elites are doing is inhumane. And so when I say they're not human, I mean, that is by definition.
Yeah, and they have desensitized us. They spent generations desensitizing us for this, and they're laughing in their faces. If that is they're eating our children and worshiping Satan, that's what they decided to release from those files. How much more horrific can it be if that's what you were willing to share? And then there's people doing nothing, and they're just like, well, we can't do anything. With that mindset, we're going to do absolutely nothing. But in my opinion, you're not a good person if you see evil and do nothing. That doesn't make you a good person. You're condoning it. You're allowing it. You are not staying out of it. You are now guilty of condoning evil.
You're complicit, and in being complicit and silent, yes, you're allowing these things to happen. And we can take this back to 2020 again. And it's like, people were like, why are you getting so mad at everybody wearing masks? Why are you getting mad when people go get jabs? That doesn't affect you. And I'm like, bullshit, that doesn't affect me. Because the longer that people comply, the longer they get away with doing this tyrannical shit on us. And once people wake up and realize that they don't hold power over us unless we give it to them, right? And the biggest thing is allowing them over your control, because it's almost, think about it as like a vampire. A vampire has no control over you unless you invite it to. It can't come into your house unless you invite it to. Well, you're inviting this evil into your house by partaking and condoning. Like, there is this thing called, like you said, it's preconditioning, right? They're desensitizing us, but there's actually a term for it, and it's called revelation of the method. And for a more simpler term, it's called predictive programming. But with predictive programming, they're going to show you, to desensitize you, what their plans are in the future. But with revelation of the method, it's actually a contract binded that these people are binded by. Because if they could just wipe us out, they would. But they can't. They have to have our consent. And by showing us these things, even if it's in through movies, through music, and we don't say shit about it, then we are consenting. There, right now in San Diego, California, there is a cannibal museum, And at the front, the big sign, and it's got a human. And instead of like when you look at a cow and it shows like, these are the ribs, this is the pork kind, or whatever, you know, that's how the human is laid out on this thing. And it's like, so they're normalizing this stuff. Yeah. And let's take it even further. The pedophilia, they're normalizing this stuff by trying to say MAPS, right? Minor attracted person. Well, I don't care what name you give it. I'm still going to knock you the fuck out.
It's also been in comedy since I was a little kid, you know, or like Family Guy, the pedophile neighbor. Like, it's not just one thing in movies, but those sort of things, they're desensitizing us to it. Ah, ha, ha. Oh, we're laughing at it. Cool. And then so then they release more and more and more and more. They're making it a norm for us to, yeah, I don't know. It just... I lost my train of thought because it pissed me off. I'm not going to lie, but I just...
No, you are totally good. Guys, right now we are going to take a 1 minute bathroom break because I've been holding this since we started. I meant to go before we started and my stomach is killing me. So give me 1 minute. I'm going to play the old school intro from 2024 just to give you guys a little bit of a nostalgia here, and I'll be back before it ends playing.
Welcome. Conspiracy junkies, in a world where independent thought has become a rarity and the majority seem entrapped in a programmed existence, corporate entities led by shadow elites have become hungry for control. We are living in a time where genuine truths are often met with ridicule and dismissed as outlandish conspiracy theories. Those who dare to challenge their malevolent agenda are systematically silenced. However, amidst this pervasive mass delusion, there emerges a courageous figure who is willing to stake his life to defy these reptilian overlords and unveil the concealed realities. That individual is Catalyst Jones. So fasten your seatbelts as we embark on a journey that will take us through the rabbit holes of hidden truths and uncomfortable discoveries. I give you the White Rabbit Podcast.
All right, and we're back. So, oh man, hopefully this cramp goes away. You ever hold it so long that you just get a cramp and it like sucks to talk? And it's like the worst podcasting thing to do.
No, I have bad depression. I could hold my pee for like 12 hours.
That's not good for you. Don't do that.
More.
So you had said that you had been on podcasts before and maybe thinking about starting your own. Has this been something that has been on your mind for a while now? And I would love to help you get it off the ground.
I would love that. So I actually already have one called Lost in Orbit. It's very low end, terrible equipment, all of that. But me and my best friend, Rachel, have been doing it mainly about mental health. But I was just talking to her the day before you reached out to me about how I wanted to revamp it and kind of spread the horizons, because I think our mental health is, as a society, is where it is because of the people running the country and the things going on in our country. So I wanted to kind of widen it to the Save Our Kids, the government, everything else, kind of what you're doing here. So it is called Lost in Orbit. We haven't recorded in a couple months because I've been kind of getting things together, but I do want to like revamp it and relaunch it.
That's awesome. So if you guys are listening to this, I don't have that links yet, but it, or if you're watching this, I don't have the links yet. But if you guys are listening to this, you're hearing this way late, and I don't know why you're listening to this when you could be tuning in live. We got, I haven't even looked at the comments, but we have so many people in the chat right now. We're having a fun time, and you guys are missing out. So not only will you get it earlier if you tune in live, so go follow my Rumble account, but you get to see our beautiful faces, at least one beautiful face on here today. So yes. There's that. So go ahead and scroll down if you're listening to this, and I will have the link to her podcast there. And with any luck, then hopefully she'll be putting out the revamped version here pretty soon. And I think that is so awesome. The more people that we can get out there speaking about this kind of stuff, it's like, a lot of people will say that the podcasting industry is saturated and there's too many people talking. And I don't think that there is ever enough people talking. There is more than enough room for all of us in here. And it is a very supportive community. So once we see that you're about the right things, man, we're going to open our arms up to you and help you get going. So I'm glad you are doing this. Let's Thank backtrack you. Again. So with this health stuff, what was your whole take on RFK coming in and wanting to be the good guy, so to speak? Like, what's your whole take on him and the MAHA movement?
I don't really have a take on it. I think that they're all just have their own agenda. It's just an agenda. It's just another face. Usually it's just another face to divert from the fact that it's the same beast. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes 100% sense. And unfortunately, a lot of times a beast will come and pretend to be your protector. And so you put your trust in them and they end up being the sheep in wolf's clothing. And I'm kind of witnessing this happen with one of my recent guests. She's become a really good friend of mine. I had on Jessica Sutta from the Pussycat Dolls. And they were about to, right after 2020 started to die down and people were starting to tour again. They were getting the group back together and they were going to go on tour telling these, don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me and all that, you know, like get back into it. And she ended up getting vaccine injured and the entire industry turned on her because she was speaking out. And it was like, calling her like a right-wing extremist and all this, because she is still going through it. Like, she goes and gets stem cells and stuff because it's totally, it was a biological weapon that these people took. And unfortunately, some people got the full end of the biological weapon and some people were lucky enough to get the saline, but it wasn't cut and dry for everybody. And the point that I'm getting to is, RFK reached out to her personally and started inviting her to these events, and they're doing photo ops. And so she's got her arm around RFK, and she totally believes that he's going to be doing the right thing. And he's not, and he's totally not. He is a wolf in sheep's clothing that saw that somebody that needed help, who has obvious influence over people, being a pop star with a Grammy and everything, like, you have people looking up to you. So if the left is going to ostracize you and make you the demon, the right is going to open you with welcome arms, because you're still useful to us. You have a message that you can push amongst the people. And I'm afraid she doesn't see that, because she sees the guy that reached out his hand and said, I'm going to help you. She sees the guy that said, I'm going to get all the dyes taken out. I'm going to change the food pyramid. I'm going to make sure that your food is healthy again. And unfortunately, he's not doing these things. They're giving you these little tiny wins where they're saying, okay, we're going to take out red dye number 5. All right, you guys, we got to win. But at the same time, like, you're going and eating humans at McDonald's.
Yeah, no, it's always going to be the same beast. The left and right is all show. It's all show. So we stay at each other's throats. They are all part of the same satanic cult, eating children and doing God knows what terrible things. It doesn't matter what side they're on. It's all a show. And I guarantee they're in their weird satanic temple all together, blue or red. You know, it's all a show to keep us citizens compliant to whatever they feel needs to be compliant to at that time. And that can go for anything in politics. It's ridiculous. But also, that's where discernment comes in as well, because I understand what it's like to finally think that you have found somebody that has good intentions for you. And unfortunately, a lot of the times, people just don't have a good heart. So it's unfortunate. And I hope that she finds someone that she can rely on.
She will. A good buddy of mine, UFC Hall of Famer Pat Miletic, has dedicated his life to detoxifying all of this shit out of people's body, to the point where he got with these insanely smart scientists who have discovered ways to regenerate the soil and to take all of the toxins that's falling down from these damn chemtrails and everything else that they're poisoning our air with, that's falling into the soil. So now, even if you're eating what you think is organic food, this shit is getting into your food anyways. You're loaded with parasites. I don't care who you are, unless you are already fully on a regimen, you are loaded with parasites. And you're not going to get healthy, because these parasites are going to be taking and extracting all the nutrients that you need from you. Not only that, but they're attacking your pineal gland, and they're not allowing you to think straight. When you're like, like craving sugar, that is your parasite saying, feed me. And so Pat has come up with a detoxifying kit where you guys can take this stuff and it cures everything. Everything. It's cured cancer in 3 days. And like, anything that you have is basically going to set you right and at least give you a fighting chance. I'll have the link for you guys if you guys want to scroll down. He's actually a sponsor of the show, and you guys get a discount. No promo code needed. You just click on the link that I give you. And this has helped so many people. I mean, his brother was in a really bad, I don't know what stage, but he was able to cure his brother within a week, when these doctors are telling them that they're at stage 4 and there's no hope and this stuff. So like, there are people out there that are willing to put their neck on the line and go against the mainstream narrative and these evil pharmakia pushing motherfuckers. Like, in the Bible, it tells you pharmakia is bad. Well, look up the root word of pharmacy and pharmaceutical. It's pharmakia.
Mic drop. Into that, I know that these are all things happening in the physical, but don't mistake that this is spiritual warfare. They are on spiritual warfare against us. And like the pineal gland, like you're talking, that is straight to your third eye. That is all the terrible food going into our body. It disconnects us from ourselves, our soul, our spirit, from what we're meant to be doing here. It is spiritual warfare. It is a way to disconnect us from not only God, because I believe that happens in church as well. You know, God's so far away, you can't reach him. He's in heaven. No, God's right here. Okay. And there is a spiritual warfare happening on earth right now as we speak versus evil. And all of this, all these things we're talking about are parts of that war. And unfortunately, so many people are not waking up to that. And they will, you know, follow their political party off a dang cliff if they told them to.
Yes, these entities hate us. They hate us because we are going to inherit what they have. That we are the enemy to them, and that they're keeping us sick. Yes, on purpose. And like that whole thing, like you said, keeping us spiritually asleep is because of the whole pineal gland. So that is part of what goes on. You're detoxifying your. Calcifying your pineal gland throughout years and years of eating and consuming this garbage that was never meant to be put in our bodies to begin with. I don't know where I was going with that. I'm all over the place, you guys. But so yeah, this is definitely good and evil. We go back to the beasts of the field, and there were contracts made and contracts broken. And when these contracts were broken, then it was ripped away from them. This paradise was handed over to Adam, and then Adam was kind of dumb and didn't tell Eve, oh, hey, by the way, this fool is going to come up and try to seduce you. And he's very, very good looking. He's very charming. And don't fuck him, because if you do, it's going to be really bad.
Sorry. That's fun. And, you know, I'm not sure if you seem like the kind of man that knows, but if you look at the Ethiopian Bible, they have a completely different interpretation of how everything started. Not what God spoke it into existence, but I should say the garden and Adam and Eve. It's a totally different take on it. If you haven't, I definitely recommend. I think it would interest you a lot.
Yes, I've had on a bunch of biblical scholars, and one of my favorite people who just wrote a book called The Epic of Esau, this guy is genius. He's reading the Bible, and it's describing Esau as he came out of full of red hair from head to toe, and deciphering like when he was out hunting and his father was dying and he wanted one last meal. And so they put the son to fool the father. They put the other son in a goat's fur. And so he would smell of the field and feel like his son. And my buddy was like, yo, that's Bigfoot. That's Bigfoot in the Bible. And
what chapter is that? Do you know? I think I just finished reading that. Like in the American Bible?
Yes. In the Bible, when it's talking about Esau, it's like God hated Esau and he loved, was it Jacob? But in the book of Jasher, which was taken out of the Bible at the Council of Nicaea, it goes into great detail about Esau's life, and he was a great hunter. And you said you don't think Bigfoot exists anymore. I just think that the way that cameras work, he's an interdimensional being because he's a disembodied Nephilim spirit. If he comes from Esau's lineage, he's a disembodied Nephilim spirit. And the way that digital cameras now work, it doesn't superimpose. Like if you look at the shard, what is it called? Where Jesus was, when he went up into heaven and there was a giant light and the garb that was covering him left an imprintation of his face. Okay. And that is the way that old school pictures were taken, to where it takes the light and it compresses it. So like you have like old school pictures, but not new ones. And new ones is because it's all digital and it's a different frequency that isn't picked up with our cameras.
See, and I wasn't saying that I don't believe he exists. I mean, I don't have enough research on him. I guess I more mean that I believe he existed at one point. But I also did not know that. I don't research him. So you just taught me something new today.
Well, this is the White Rabbit. There's very little rabbit holes we haven't gone down in the 6 years this show's been going. But It's crazy because like I know all of these things, and so people will come on my show and they'll be like, "Oh, you know about blah 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 blah," and I'll be like, "Oh no, I never even heard of that." Like, meanwhile, I've done like 2 in-depth shows about that exact topic, and it's like 5 minutes into them telling, "Oh yeah, I know all about that." I've forgotten more than I remember, unfortunately.
It's like you forget things even exist until it's back in front of you. Even if you researched it for years, it's like, doesn't. That's totally a trauma thing. Sorry, I didn't mean to call you out like that, but I feel you. I do the same thing.
What the shiza is up, my fellow conspiracy junkies? Seriously, though, have you guys checked out charismictruestore.com yet? If you haven't, stop what you're doing right now and go check it out, because I am telling you guys right now, if you're looking for truther gear, this is the place that you want to be. I like the store so much that I made this little jingle for it. So, hey, yo, DJ Don't Exist, play that track I like. Biatch! Let's go!
CharismaTruthStore.com, speaker of the truth, so calm. Promo code KJO10, get your gear again and again. And again. Gear again. Get your gear again. Get your gear again and again. Get your gear again and again.
Charismic.
So I want to get back to you talking, because I don't know if this is a video that you posted or if this is something that you just told me, but it was Jacob. Yes. So Jacob wearing the goat fur to deceive his father, Isaac, is found in Genesis 27:15-23, specifically verse 16. There you go. Thank you, Drewski.
Of me just reading that like 2 weeks ago is crazy.
Oh, perfect. You gotta look up the Epic of Esau. And if you're not much of a reader, there is also an audio version where you can listen to it. And the author's name is Doc Brown. He's the host of the Prometheus Lens. And this guy has like the most soothing Southern accent ever. So like listening to him on his podcast and having him on my show, I'm just like, dude, you're so fun to talk to. And when he was like, I got the audio version of the book too, I'm like, oh, I'm getting that, bro. Like,
yes. Will you be my GPS coordinator?
I got you for sure. Yeah. There's so many cool things that I've learned about going through these rabbit holes. And like I said earlier on in the show, they all lead back to Jesus. It's like all of these things lead back to where we came from and where all the lies began with, you know? And it's like, it even goes further back than Jesus, to be perfectly honest with you. If you want to like get into the crazy, like we go to the Garden of Eden. We can go back even further when the beasts of the field were running the show down here before humans were made, you know? It's crazy to think that when we watch TV, that they're telling us a story of the Bible in so many different ways, and all of these science fiction things that we're like, oh, that would be so cool. And that is exactly what it is. That is everything.
Literally. God created everything. It's so funny too, because if you knew me before a year ago, it's like all she talks about is God now. Yeah, well, I had my awakening, right? And it's God created everything. So I am one of those, this is going to turn a lot of people off. I believe in astrology. I believe in Zodiac. I believe in all of that because God created everything. I believe that everything has a purpose. God created like an ecosystem of energy. That's why I believe in karma. I mean, if you created a whole world, wouldn't you create a balancing act so that things balanced itself out? And I believe that there is so much more to God than what people lead on in one American Bible. I haven't been fortunate enough to read, you know, anything but the American Bible. So I don't know what else is out there. I just think there's so much more going on than what people, they want to limit God to a certain belief in their mind, and there's no limitation. So
no, I love that. And that was one of the things that I think AA got right, was a God of your understanding, right? Because so many people will come in there and not be able to be like, well, the Catholic Church molested me, so fuck God, you know? And unfortunately, that wasn't God. That was an institution of people, and that was people
that did that. Unfortunately, is probably ran by the satanic plane of pedophiles running the country, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Who do you think was the people that decided to take certain books out of the Bible because it didn't fit the narrative of keeping us as slaves? That was Constantine and the Council of Nicaea. And that was when they were forming the Catholic Church, you know, and Jesus walked around. His whole message was, you don't need the church. You don't need these teachings. I am within you.
See, that's what I love God. And it's hard for me to connect with a lot of religious people. Not really, because I'm religious, but I am more concerned about my relationship with God than religion, than the lady in the pew next to me that's judging me and thinks I'm not good enough. That ain't God. That's not how God works. There's a lot of people that use God as a weapon, and what they stand for has nothing to do with what God stands for. And so to me, that always kind of turned me off to church, but I have a very strong relationship with God. I talk to God all day, every day. But do you catch me in a church? Every once in a while. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad that God put it in your heart to start speaking out, because it's not easy. And I'm sure that you have gotten this along the way. But once you start speaking out, you will realize that there are friends in your life that weren't really your friends. But that's a good thing, because that means that you are becoming a different person. And in becoming that different person, you're shedding the people that you don't need to bring along with you on that journey. And once you do start speaking up, a whole new world opens up to you. Like, I have people that I've never met before that support me so much more than people that are blood in doing this, you know?
The same goes for me. And honestly, if I'm being real, most of my friends or people I know growing up, small town nonsense, probably were betting on me to be dead by 27. So me popping out with a cause and God by my side is not comfortable to a lot of people. And that's all right. I've never had anything but good intentions in my heart. Even when I was drunk, I always tried to do good by everybody. And God gave me a voice and a heart. Like I said, my heart is my strongest weapon, and I'm going to use it. God wants me to. So that's what I'm out here doing.
I love it. And you're out here on the White Rabbit using that voice. And unfortunately, my cramp is not going away. It's getting worse. So I'm gonna cut this about 20 minutes short so that I can try to deal with this. But I would love to get you back on for another show. And I would love to help launch your revised version of the podcast when you and your friend get it up and going the way that you want it. If you need help, graphics, visuals, anything, I can help.
Amazing.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that. I've been a graphic designer since, freshman in high school, technically, is when I started really learning to do this. Back in the day, before I even hit high school, when I was in elementary and middle school, I was traveling to LA at least once a year and hooking up with DreamWorks and Disney, because I thought I was going to be an animator. And then I got into high school and my freshman teacher was like, there's this new program coming out called Adobe, and we got our school hooked up with it. And like, once I got into the digital aspect, I was like, oh, this is my home. I'm totally here. And I never turned back. So I've been graphic designing for over 25 years.
All right. Well, I want to say thank you. I am so grateful for your kindness and your interest in what I have going on. This has been an honor, and I really am glad to do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd love to get you and your co-host on after you guys get the ball rolling again. And I also want to leave the floor to you for a little bit. If there's a message that you would like to give to my audience, something positive to leave everybody with.
I would love to. So thank you guys for watching. I just want to remind everybody out there that children are not a political issue. Children's safety should not mean that you're right or left. Children's safety should be the reason that people unite. This is not a conspiracy theory. The evidence is in front of your face, and our babies need our voice. This is not just our children. There's other people's children as well. But if you're an unprotected child, you grew up to be a protective adult. And right now I'm calling on all of you. If you were in a bad place growing up and you wish somebody came and saved you, it's time for you to step up and help save some kids. It is more important now than ever to use your voice. I'm not asking for violence. I'm asking for us to all protest, get more to protest, and get enough together to swim down together. God bless. Your day.
I love it. That was amazing. Great way to end the show. And once again, guys, if you guys are not already following Emily right now, please go ahead and scroll down, click on those links and give her a follow, because this is only the beginning of this journey. And you're going to see a lot more videos from her, the podcast. You're going to see her out there on the streets, actually talking to the people and making a difference. And you'll see some videos of me out there with her next week. So it's going to be awesome, guys. And we're going to end this the way that we always do. And that is keep digging down those rabbit holes.
Matrix, catalyst on the mic exposing fake and gay shit. Conspiracy junkies, we don't fuck with no sheep. Awaken the lions, let the weak stay asleep. Follow the rabbit, down the hole we go. Are we stuck in the matrix shit? I don't know. Secret revealed, all lies exposed. Catalyst Jones will never be controlled. Flat earth whispers cut the mainstream's haze. MK Ultra's grip, minds locked in the maze. Hollywood's coded scripts in the frame. Peel back the lies, it's a rigged fucking game. Eyes on the shadow, see the system's design. Whispers in the dark where the secrets align. Rip through the code, I'm done with the plan. Unplug my soul, I'm a free fucking man. Zionist circles plot powers hid in the vault. Truth buried deep, but I'm calling their fault. Call me anti-Semitic, go ahead, fuck it, that's fine. Got no feelings for your feelings, truth's my only lie.
It's over. Go home. Go.